Yesterday we ended thinking about the law of the kingdom, the raw law of love. Everything comes back to this in kingdom terms, no matter what you're looking at. Love always thinks the best. It esteems others more highly than itself. And the way you love people around you determines actually how far you go in the kingdom of God. And that's a statement you might want to linger on right there. The extent to which you love is the measure of your growth. You can't fake it to make it, beloved. This isn't love as we understand the meaning of the word. Our understanding of love is basically self-referential. That is, it centres on what I gain or lose, whether my needs are being met or not. The definition of love the Bible gives us is the opposite. It's centred on the other person and what's best for them. No matter what anyone does to me, I'll never seek anything but his highest good. I don't remember who said it, but that's what we're aiming for. It'll take a lifetime, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. 1 Corinthians 13:1-10 in the Message talks of the way of love like this. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've got nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others. It isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep a score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in flowering of the truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. There might be some confession following that. The word of God reads you. You don't read it. Let it do its work, my darlings. See you tomorrow.